All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Car reviews, we do them today and also play them during the show on Saturdays. And right now, Richard, I'll start with a 2025 Buick Enclave Avenir. I think I'm saying that correct. Avenir. That's the trim level on this particular Enclave. Now, really quick, the Enclave is not all-wheel drive. It is a front-wheel drive only. So those of you looking for a third-row SUV with all-wheel drive, this is not it. Although this car, fully equipped, which has lots of bells and whistles, I'll talk about some of those in a moment. 65,125, powered by a 2.5-liter turbo four-cylinder engine, 8-speed automatic. It averages 19 city, 24 highway. I'm in the low 20s driving around town with it, Richard. A very luxurious car. It has a ton of bells and whistles. We compare it to another car that we drove that we'll get to in a moment. Other than that car that we had was not a three-row. This one is. So this is a full three-row, pretty nice car. You had a chance to look at it yesterday, Richard, and interior-wise, very well equipped.
Well, and I was going to say, Dad, you look at this car, and I'll say this, folks. If I didn't know that you were driving a Buick, I would not have said that's a, I think my first words were, wow, that's a Buick?
Right.
And maybe that should be a marketing phrase, right? Like maybe we start something here with GM and how they're going to do it, because it does not look like that. It looks great. That color, surprisingly, I'm not, you know, it's a purple. I'm not much of a purple guy, but it actually looks really good on the vehicle. And inside that, interior-wise, it's really got some nice apportionments, especially for the money.
Now, I want to make sure that I correct myself, too. It comes in a front-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive version, so I want to make sure I correct myself on that. Yes, you can get this in an all-wheel drive. This is basically like a Acadia style, you know, so GM, because it's a General Motors, Buick is GM. So, you know, the Acadia and so on, that's the size of car. And, yes, you can get it in front-wheel drive and all-wheel drive. And, yes, the one I drove was all-wheel drive and comes in the mid-60s, which, by the way, very well apportioned. Okay. Very well apportioned. Nice car. Styling is great. Believe it or not, the power on that car works fabulous. I just got to throw a couple of negatives in just because I have to. And I drive Super Cruise occasionally. I've also driven Ford's Blue Cruise. And I will just say this. The Super Cruise on this car, and it could have just been this model, and maybe there's some tweaking they can do, it's choppy compared to Blue Cruise on the Ford side. In other words, the Super Cruise drives itself. This one is more choppy than what you'll find on the Ford side. Other than that, though, the only complaint my wife has, she cannot get the passenger side seat adjusted to where it really feels and fits her. Now, she's very short, so that might be a height thing, but at the end of the day, she was not as comfortable in the passenger, you know, on the front passenger seat as she is in a lot of the other vehicles that we drive. And Richard, that's why we always tell people, please get out in this vehicle yourself, drive it for yourself, go to the local Buick dealer, tell them that John and Richard Rush both from Drive Radio sent you.